Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring Inside Out, a community development organization that serves downtown Muncie by providing job training and life skills to qualifying individuals.
I'm Bob Ball, Executive Director at Inside Out.
I'm Dave Ferguson. I'm President of the Inside Out Board.
Inside Out is a relatively new community development corporation that was founded by my wife, Stacy, and I to take our efforts under Blood and Fire Ministries for the past 18 years to the next level. We have a 12-week program right here, and it's based on the same curriculum the Ivy Tech Hospitality Program uses locally. And when they complete that program, they'll actually have 6 credit hours that they're eligible for to continue into Ivy Tech's program if they so choose.
Well, Inside Out has, as its roots, being here in the center of Muncie, an interest in the vulnerable population that is in the city's core. There are lots of people who have fallen on hard times. There are people who perhaps are ex-offenders or have some other setback, and we are taking on pretty much all comers.
We're intentionally looking to target students that not only may need a helping hand, but really what we're saying is we want to give them a hand up. When they're leaving here, they'll be ServSafe certified managers. They'll have life skills. They'll have this foundation of working in a commercial kitchen. They'll have job training experience working in our catering company. They invest 50 hours of community service during those 12 weeks supporting other programs as well as what we're doing in-house. Get their hands dirty doing things that make a difference.
Inside Out has been really successful in our first pass-through at developing a program and at training. We are about to graduate our first class in culinary arts.
Inside Out's excited to be able to say that these are two quality people that have had some knocks and disappointments. We have one student who already has a job waiting on her when she walks out the doors here. We have another student who we're trying to find just the right job for because he's looking to potentially go to Ivy Tech and work while he's a student, continue his education in the culinary arts.
At a personal level, one of the most meaningful things about working with Inside Out is that we are seeing lives changed. We're not only meeting day-to-day needs, but we're looking at people who have the courage to become the next version of themselves and to take risks. And when they get that culinary arts training under their belt and they go on to an Ivy Tech culinary arts extension of their program, or they get their first job and you realize that person will never be the same again, there's very few things that you can give your time to that have that kind of impact.
Inside Out, I believe, has a distinct, unique place. At least it's part of a small pool of people that not only have a heart of compassion for our community, but have a vision to see people empowered and equipped to be different, to see their lives make a difference.
You'll hear more about Inside Out all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available on the Community Connection Facebook page and at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.